All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from the Illinois State Fairgrounds, and we are 1 week out from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And this is going to be a great card. But before I can get into it, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International come out to the interview desk to start off the episode. Mark and Missy talk about her involvement in the Interstate 74 title match last week. Missy says that she was getting tired of seeing Curtis Thompson out every week and making a complete fool of himself every week. This brings Curtis Thompson out. Thompson says that he thought Missy was out to actually help him and welcome him into Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The entire group laughs. Eddie tells Thompson that he is one of the last guys in the PWA that he would invite into the stable. Thompson lunges at Eddie, but Sigmund steps in front of him. Sigmund tells Thompson that he needs to focus on what he's in the PWA for, this stupid gauntlet through the roster. Thompson swings at Sigmund, but Sigmund blocks it. Russell and Doug separate the two men. Eddie and Missy laugh at Thompson. Eddie tells him that the next person on his list is Sigmund. Eddie tells Thompson to get down to the ring. Eddie whispers something to Sigmund before sending him to the ring. Sigmund nods, but he doesn't look too pleased. Okay, what does Eddie Gilbert have up his sleeve in this opening match, which is Curtis Thompson versus Sigmund? Thompson climbs into the ring, getting there first. He is still seething from the confrontation at the interview desk. Sigmund races down to the ring. As soon as Sigmund slides into the ring, Thompson attacks him. The two have a great match. The speed is rather amazing for these two. Sigmund springboards off the middle turnbuckle for an Asai moonsault, but Thompson catches him and drills him into the mat with a power slam for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Curtis Thompson, advancing on to the next guy in the gauntlet. After the match, Thompson unveils his new theme music, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Sigmund is irritated with the loss, but Missy calls him out of the ring. Sigmund rolls out of the ring and heads back to the dressing room as Thompson celebrates his win in the ring. So again, what was it that Eddie was talking to Sigmund about before the match? I don't know. All right, next match has Brian Christopher facing off against the Brooklyn Brawler. And Brian and Brawler have a great match. Brian is completely cocky for the first few minutes of the match. When it reaches about the 8-minute mark, Brian is getting frustrated that he can't put Brawler away. Brawler has the match won after a Russian leg sweep, but Sunshine distracts referee Nick Patrick. Brawler gets back to his feet and yells at Patrick. Brian nails him on the back of the head with a forearm. Brawler turns around and Brian catches him with a small package for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 32 seconds. So a couple of long matches here to start off, as they almost go the entire time limit. But here, Brian Christopher is your winner. Austin Idol comes out to the interview desk and calls out Iceman King Parsons. Iceman and Missy come back to the interview desk. The fans are still not too thrilled with his jump to Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Idol asks Iceman what has possessed him to join the worst stable in the PWA. Missy starts to say something, but Iceman stops her. He will take care of the situation. Iceman begins to say something, but he is interrupted by the Southern Rockers music. The Illinois Tag Team Champions and Sunshine come out. Everyone wants to know what they're doing out here. Sunshine offers Idol a spot in the hottest stable in the PWA. Both sets of Tag Team Champions and the Interstate 74 Champion are in the group. She is looking to add the next American Heavyweight Champion into her group. Idol looks at Sunshine and raises his eyebrow. He looks at Iceman. They both turn and attack the Southern Rockers. Sunshine screams, but Missy tackles her. Idol and Iceman chase them back to the dressing room until they are stopped by the American Tag Team Champions at the curtain. The four stare at each other until Missy pulls both Iceman and Idol away. What is going on? Hot Stuff and Hyatt International looks to be trying to create a place for themselves like Devastation Incorporated did last year. Could Eddie and Missy be looking to make another power move on me like Akbar did last year? Or are they just setting themselves up to upset the PWA's apple cart and gather all the titles for themselves? We're going to have to see. One champion that neither Sunshine nor Missy Hyatt have is the Illinois heavyweight champion, Bunkhouse Buck. I'm also not sure if anyone really wants him. He comes out for a warm-up match against Chad Fortune. Fortune comes out and tries to give Buck a match, but Buck loads his glove behind Randy Anderson's back and knocks Fortune out with it. Buck gets the quick victory in a time of 2 minutes, 38 seconds. Lance meets him at ringside to get a few words. Buck wishes both Iceman and Razor luck in their match later tonight. He can't wait to see who will be his opponent next week at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. He doesn't care which one it is. In fact, he might have an idea that will settle the whole thing completely. Lance asks him what it is, but Buck says that everyone will have to wait and see what happens. What's going on in the Illinois heavyweight title situation now? I guess, as Bunkhouse Buck says, we're going to have to wait and see. Next match has Southern Psycho Elliott Russell facing off against Eric Watts, the other half of the two overlooked tag teams in the Illinois tag team division. They're facing each other this week. Russell and Watts have a good back-and-forth match. They send each other to the limits. Russell goes for a powerbomb to end the match, but he showboats a bit too much, and Watts counters it with a backdrop. As Russell gets back to his feet, Watts takes him down with a Russian leg sweep for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 13 seconds. Your winner is Eric Watts. So both members of the Heat Seekers have lost this week. Watts and Fortune, well, they went 1-1. So, I mean, a little bit better. All right, we go back to the interview desk. Jerry Lawler comes out. Lance Russell is very excited to welcome the American champion to say a few words. Lawler talks about the match next week at St. Valentine's Day Massacre against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. He calls Parker the unluckiest person in the PWA. Yes, by sheer stupid luck, Parker won the Tower of Doom match. But he has stuck his nose where it doesn't belong, in Lawler's business. The phone has been ringing all throughout the night, keeping him awake. He can't prove it, but Lawler knows that Parker's behind it. Lawler has a warning for both members of the State Patrol. There is going to be a massacre next week. Both members of the State Patrol may not make it past next week, but Lawler is going to enjoy the process. Lance tries to ask him what he means, but Lawler walks away with a smile on his face. So, the American heavyweight title situation heating up a little bit more this week. Now we get to the match that Bunkhouse Buck has been waiting for. The number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title, Iceman King Parsons versus Razor Ramon. Iceman King Parsons and Razor Ramon have been at each other's throat for the last month. Tonight, they get the chance to put it all out there and claim the title shot next week against Bunkhouse Buck. They get down to the ring and start to brawl immediately. But Bunkhouse Buck climbs over the guardrail and drags Iceman outside the ring as Razor distracts Tommy Young. Razor shoves Young out of the way and heads over towards Buck and Iceman brawling outside. Both men grab Razor's legs and pull him outside. The match is over quickly, with Young counting both men out in a time of 2 minutes, 41 seconds. But the brawl continues between these three until most of the locker room comes down to separate them. A very quick match. An indecisive match. What is the booking committee going to do with this mess? Who will get the title shot next week? I will have a proclamation in a few minutes. All right, next match is Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Al Perez. You know, the two former members of Bobby Heenan's family are at it again tonight. Scorpio and Perez. In fact, I think they are the last two wrestlers Bobby Heenan managed in the PWA that are still under contract here. They have a great match, which Perez tries to dominate early. Perez takes every opportunity, legal or illegal, to work on Scorpio's legs so that the match's pace is much slower. Perez's strategy seems to be working for him, especially as the match progresses past the 20-minute mark. However, Scorpio gets a second, third, or fourth wind in the match and gets the pin with a sliced bread out of nowhere in a time of 23 minutes, 30 seconds. Scorpio looks shocked that he won the match, but it goes down in the record book as a win for the High Flyer. All right, Trevor Murdoch comes out to the interview desk, and he said he is sick and tired of being overlooked by the PWA's booking committee. Ever since he went off to the International Heavyweight Title Tournament, he's had almost nothing here in the PWA. Mark Lawrence asked him about his apparent distractions in the match last week against Big Boss Man. Trevor says that he has everything under control. Big Boss Man was not the opponent he wanted last week. The one he wanted last week is the one he has this week, Austin Idol. Trevor promises the PWA that he is going to show them just how focused he is on achieving not only the international title, but also the American heavyweight title. So we'll see how that goes in our main event tonight. Another non-title match as the Acolytes take on Percy Pringle's B-Team. Granted, Larry Zbyszko doesn't like being called anyone's B-Team. However, Eddie thought it would be a great tune-up match for the champions as they get ready for the Gorgeous Gentleman next week. Besides, he already booked himself against those guys. He doesn't want to mess with the Acolytes. The match goes longer than expected. The Acolytes start to get a little frustrated that they haven't put Marconi and Zbyszko away. However, the tide of the match turns when Zbyszko tries to apply the Larryland Sleeper on Bradshaw. Bradshaw backs him into the Acolytes' corner, and the champions take over from there. Farouk gets the pin on Zbyszko after a vicious spine buster in a time of 28 minutes, 33 seconds. After the match, the State Patrol rushes the ring. They double-team Farouk, but they are quickly taken down by Bradshaw. Pringle leads Marconi and Zbyszko back to the dressing room as the champions worry about their new problem. But the Acolytes dissect the State Patrol before leaving the ring. Mark Lawrence climbs into the ring to speak with the State Patrol. He asks, "What are you guys thinking?" Lieutenant James Earl Wright takes the microphone away from Mark and says that Farouk has been avoiding his challenges. The Acolytes refuse to defend the American Tag Team titles against the State Patrol. Instead, they duck them in order to wrestle the Gorgeous Gentleman. They've had their time. The Acolytes need to move on to other challengers. Wright again issues a challenge to Farouk to defend the Interstate 74 title against him. Thompson has moved on from Farouk. Now is the time for the State Patrol to show their dominance in the PWA by holding multiple titles at once. The crowd boos until the State Patrol finally leaves the ring. Next match, which could easily be our main event, but it's not. Gilbert Brothers facing off against the Gorgeous Gentleman. As Eddie wanted to make sure that the Acolytes had a hearty tune-up match for next week's American Tag Team Titles match, he signed a match with the Gorgeous Gentleman, taking on himself and his brother Doug. The two teams have a classic match, but Garvin shows himself to be too much for Doug. As Chris and Eddie are battling on one side of the ring, Garvin nails Doug with the brainbuster for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winners are the Gorgeous Gentleman. Now we move on to, this really could have been our main event as well. The IAW International Tag Team titles on the line. Harlem Heat being back in the area to defend against the Moondogs. 2 weeks ago, these two teams faced off in a non-title match. This week, Harlem Heat is here to defend the International Tag Team titles. Paul Jones has done his magic in convincing the IAW board to give his men the title shot in February in the PWA. However, they would not allow it to be next week at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Both tag teams have a great showing in the match. It is a brawl from the opening bell. Stevie Ray ends the match by sliding into the ring with a chair and busting Spike open with it. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell. The Moondogs get the win by disqualification in a time of 13 minutes, 54 seconds. But Harlem Heat are still your international tag team champions. Paul Jones grabs the microphone from the ring announcer and demands a rematch between the two teams and a no disqualification match. He wants satisfaction that his Moondogs should be the international tag team champions right now. Pringle and Harlem Heat leave the ring without a word to Jones. Jones and the Moondogs are fuming over what just happened. Well, while they are fuming in the ring, I come out to the interview desk to make sense of all the shenanigans that have taken place tonight. Lance admits that it has been hard to keep up with everything that's going on tonight. I run through the card as it had been previously announced. Curtis Thompson will have his gauntlet match. The Heartbreakers Rumble will have 27 entrants in it. The four tag teams circling around the Illinois tag team titles will be in an elimination match, with the first team eliminated immediately fired from the PWA. The Acolytes will defend the American Tag Team titles against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. And of course, in the main event, Jerry Lawler will defend the American heavyweight title against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker of the State Patrol. That leaves two matches left to talk about. First would be the Interstate 74 title match. After having considered numerous other options, I am allowing Lieutenant James Earl Wright of the State Patrol to challenge Farouk for the title. That should be an interesting match based on what happened after the Acolytes match tonight. The other match to discuss is the Illinois heavyweight title match. We had a number one contenders match for that shot tonight, but Bunkhouse Buck decided to interfere and get both Iceman King Parsons and Razor Ramon counted out. What should I do for that next match? I have considered simply bypassing both Iceman and Razor and giving the shot to someone else completely. However, I don't have a clear picture of who that new contender might be. So, Bunkhouse Buck will defend the Illinois heavyweight title in a no disqualification triple threat match next week against both Iceman and Razor. It seems to be the most logical way to go with that situation. St. Valentine's Day Massacre is going to be a great show. It might even have a few more twists and turns than Christmas Chaos. We will have to see what happens next week. Before then, though, we have one more match. Our main event, Trevor Murdoch facing off against Austin Idol. This clash of styles shows great promise on paper. The match itself does not disappoint. Trevor and Idol have a marvelous match to end tonight's card. It is a fairly even contest until Trevor goes up for the top rope bulldog. Idol sidesteps it, and Trevor lands badly on his left leg. Idol focuses on his left leg, finally getting the submission win with the Las Vegas leg lock in a time of 11 minutes, 22 seconds. Your winner is Austin Idol. Now next week we have St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I just ran through the card a minute ago, so I'm not going to do it again. But it is going to be possibly the best St. Valentine's Day Massacre the PWA has ever had. So I hope that you are here next week to witness that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week at St. Valentine's Day Massacre.